Okay, so one of our one of the stories that we're reading today from the scripture talks about how we have to be careful with the words we use. And it says that we're all made in the image of God. And so if we say something mean to someone else, who we also, and we hurt their feelings, who else might we be hurting? You're hurting yourself? Perfect. And you're also hurting who? If we're made in the image of God, let's say if I say something mean to Will and Alex, I might hurt their feelings, and I'll hurt myself for being mean, but who else am I going to hurt? If we're all made in the image of God, and God's inside of us, God. I'm also going to hurt God. And our reading talks about our tongue and how much it can hurt people. So I got this picture that I thought you would think is really weird. It's a Keith Haring painting of a tongue being about 10 different snakes. Ugh. But it reminds you that when you say something, it could be nice or it could be mean or hurtful, right? Pretty good picture to kind of sum that up. So, well, yeah, because he paints things really kind of in a modern, kind of extreme way. So that's why it looks a little, orange. So remember, when you're about to say something mean, like, I hate you, or you're stupid, yes, or anything like that, that's the S word in your house, huh? Stupid. You can't say that, because then who are you hurting? Who do you hurt? And your own self. That's right. So remember, your tongue, the words you say are pretty powerful. And do you want happiness coming out or do you want these snakes that bite and injure? Happiness. All right. So let's come together and let's say a good prayer. Does anyone feel called to say the prayer today? No? Okay. Well, let's put our hands together and I'll say it. Come on, closer. Oh, scoot in. You can do it. All right, one hand only. There we go. Dear God, we thank you for giving us the ability to make a choice about what we want to say. Help us to remember to say kind things, not mean things, because we want to be kind to ourselves, to each other, and to you. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.